This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Britain said Thursday that Iranian vessels had tried to impede the passage of a British oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. A government statement said three Iranian vessels were involved with the incident and that they backed off when they received a warning from a British warship. AP correspondent Aya Batraoui said that tensions between the two countries have increased in the past week.
This comes exactly 1 week to the day after the British naval forces were involved in seizing an Iranian oil tanker on British overseas territory there. So this obviously looks like a very tit-for-tat. And also, it comes a day after Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, also said that there would be consequences for the seizing of that Iranian oil tanker.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards denied the British accusation. Tensions in the Gulf have escalated between Iran and the United States and its allies since Washington stepped up economic sanctions against Tehran and moved to halt its oil exports. News reports indicate that President Donald Trump is backing off his plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The Reuters news agency and the Associated Press are both reporting that White House officials say the president will instead ask Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to obtain the information through other means. The Census Bureau is part of the Commerce Department. The U.S. Constitution specifically assigns the job of overseeing the census to Congress, limiting the authority of the president over it, which complicates adding the question to the survey via presidential missive. The U.S. Supreme Court blocked Trump's first effort to add the question, saying the administration's rationale was contrived. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. officials reportedly are planning to start immigration raids Sunday and are expected to target at least 2,000 undocumented people for whom deportation issues have been issued. As AP's Rita Foley reports, the operation comes 3 weeks after U.S. President Donald Trump promised to start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the United States.
The government will be looking for those who've been ordered out of the country but are still here. These raids are expected in 10 big cities, and although we're hearing they will begin this weekend, we're told it's possible they may start later. Activists are passing out information about hotlines for immigrants and increasing training to make sure they know their rights.
Rita Foley of AP. President Trump's nominee for the top military officer of the United States says leaving Afghanistan prematurely would be a strategic mistake as the U.S. and the Taliban are negotiating a potential peace settlement to end nearly two decades of war. Army General Mark Milley, the current Army Chief of Staff and nominee for the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, told lawmakers at a Senate Armed Services Committee nomination hearing Thursday that he would make the best military decisions regardless of political intimidation.
We are not going to be intimidated into making stupid decisions. We will give our best military advice regardless of consequences to ourselves.
A deal between the U.S. and the Taliban has been expected to be centered on a U.S. promise to withdraw foreign troops in exchange for a Taliban pledge not to let Afghanistan be used as a base for terrorism. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee on Thursday authorized subpoenas of a dozen current and former Trump administration and campaign officials as part of its investigations into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election and the separation of families at the border with Mexico. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, a senior White House advisor, the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein are on the list. The 12 people subpoenaed also include former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski and David Pecker, the head of the National Enquirer's publisher, American Media Incorporated, which made hush money payments during the 2016 campaign to a woman who alleged having an affair with Trump. Residents and visitors are preparing to flee New Orleans as Tropical Storm Barry closes in. Officials are warning of extreme rain and flooding if the storm makes landfall by early Saturday as the first Atlantic hurricane of 2019. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA1.